Blog Talk Radio.
just said, I'm going to say this, I'm going to do this anyway. God, but we thank you for forgiveness. God, we thank you for giving us ears to hear what the word of God is saying to the body of Christ for tonight. God, let us fit in wherever you put us. Let us take whatever scripture you give to help us get our life right, that we may walk with you. We will learn how to talk with you. God, we will learn how to just be an open vessel to be used by you. God, we just ask you to cover our families, cover us, cover our jobs, cover our finance. God, be a way when it's no way. Be a way maker. God, we know you are a miracle worker. We know you are the light in the darkness, God. We know that you are God and nobody else. God, we know that you can only do what you do. And teach us how to accept to what you allow. Whatever you allow, God, teach us how to accept it, God. Teach us how not to put a time limit on you, but to just say, God, your will, your way. God, let me decrease that you may increase. God, we have given this world back to you, so we no longer have to worry about it because it's in your hands, because it's your world, and you're going to only do what you see fit to do for and in this world. But, God, we just want to say whatever you do in this season, God, don't forget about us. Don't forget about us, God. Keep your loving arms around us. Keep us in your heart. Keep us in the blood of your son, God. Just keep us in a place where we will always be reminded that you are God. In this time and place where you have put us in a position that we can get to know you, God, give us a desire to even know you even the more. Give us a earning and a longing in our heart that when it's all said and done, God, we will still seek you, want you, and talk to you and walk with you every day of our life. God, for when we don't know what to pray for, when we don't know what to ask for, God, teach us how to get a moan down in our spirit that we would know how to just allow our inner man to minister to you on our behalf. Oh, God, we just ask you right now for your Holy Spirit. We ask you for your comfort. We ask you for your peace that covers all peace. We ask you, God, for your loving kindness. God, don't forget about us. Don't forget about us. Teach us how to pray, God. Teach us how to walk in faith. Teach us how to believe what we pray, God. Teach us how to believe in you even the more. Teach us how to hand our unbelief over to you, oh God. For we are citizens of this world that you have created, and we're asking you, Lord, to take it and make it what you would have it to be. Cover us and our family. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, as I was saying, I began to talk to God about some things that I needed him to work on. I needed him to work on my mindset, you know, my mental mentality. I needed him to talk to me about my physical being. I don't mean just physical walking around in the world, but physically how I carry myself concerning him, concerning how people would see me and how people would see God in me as a Christian, asking God to teach me how to give my finances to help build the ministry, the body of Christ, to help give to those that need it, to help build the house of God. Let's be honest. We want to buy everything and we want to do everything. We'll go out here and buy these new phones and all that, but we don't want to give no more than $5 or $10 in church. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Our mindset is backwards. I started talking to God about helping me with talking with my family because we know how ministry starts at home. I just started asking God for healing through my family, breakthroughs through my family. God, help me to learn how to talk to people in my family. God, just help me with my thinking. God, help me with my faith. Help me with my unbelief. Give me the wisdom that I need, God, when it comes to building your house, building the body of Christ, being a part of the body of Christ. God, give me wisdom. So with that being said, the first things I talked about was our mindset, okay? Dealing with our mindsets, I was in Romans 12 and 2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but by the transforming by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That was one of the things I talked about last week. The other one was my heart. I had to just get before God and say, God, in this heart, no good thing dwells in it. For no man knows the heart, but God, you know the heart. And God, you know what dwells in the man of heart. In the heart of man. God, you know what we're thinking. You know what we're saying even when we don't talk. I have this saying that I can hear more of what you don't say than what you're saying. Because when you're talking to me, I don't really hear the words that's coming out of your mouth. I hear what you're not saying. God has given me from even as a little child, I was able to read to know where they were coming from even before they came at me. And I just thank God for that. And now it has even been enhanced even the more now that I'm concentrating and talking with God even the more. And the scripture God gave me for that was Psalm 51:10-11. Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. So with that being said, I said, okay, God, I've asked you to change my mindset. I've asked you to give me a heart to love people the way you love them and to not judge people the way me as a human would judge them. But God, let me see them in the future where they look much better than they do right now. And I started saying, okay, on this Friday, God, what will I talk to the people about? What will I say? Because the program is called Let's Talk. So you all talk back to me. Give me some hearts, thumbs, whatever emojis you want. Talk to me. Text on here that so I can read it and we could communicate. But I begin to ask God, what should I talk about? And put on my heart prayer. Prayer and faith. Okay, let's go to this scripture right here. This is going to be my motto scripture for tonight's service. We're going to go to James 5 and the 16th verse. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Maybe I should read that again. James 5 and 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. So if I'm praying for you, praying for me, we should be able to believe that the other one truly and honestly is praying for us and not worry, was they playing with it or was they acting like they praying, P-R-A-Y, because we know they could have been P-L-A-Y-I-N-G. So I believe that God hears my prayer. So I want to go to my first scripture, which is Philippians 4:6. Okay, you all ready for me? I'm moving paper around. 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So when you praying, especially right now, where people are anxious, people are excited, people are overwhelmed, people are giving up. I hate to say it, but a lot of them don't know where to turn. When they look at us and we're calling ourselves Christians? Are we really living that life that when they look at us, they could see that we are trusting God? We're trusting Him with everything. The scripture says, be careful for nothing. Some say be anxious for nothing. You know, some say that I trust God with everything. But are you looking like you trust God with everything? You know, right now, talking about opening up the city, the state, the villages, you know, people are putting more on the dollar than they're putting on the source, which is Him. He is our source. He can make a bill disappear like that. He can give you extra hearts to say, you know what, I'm going to grant that extension, or don't even worry about it. Let's talk at once everything is over. He could just wipe it out. But if we're not careful, we're not, waiting on God, because it says, don't be careful, don't be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Just stay before God. That's what if you just stay before God, you will be able to understand that when you get in a place where people, you know how you say, you just don't know, you don't understand. Okay, well, let's look at Psalms 102, verse 17. Psalms 102, verse 17. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. I'm sorry, not despise their prayer. So when you find yourself not for sure, when you find yourself not really thanking God fully, because your mouth says one thing, but your actions are doing something else. When you don't have the time, or you're not in a situation where you can get on your knees or lay before God, He said a man should always be prayerful. You can pray while you're driving. You can pray while you're shopping. When you're talking to somebody, you should be in prayer, because you should be asking God, what should you say? So when you facing situations, when you're looking at your bills, God, what should I do? God, I need your faith right now to just overtake me, because God, I know, God, you have faith in me. Y'all excuse the noise outside. God, I know you have faith in me, because you're teaching me about faith in the Word. You're teaching me to just trust you. You're teaching me to believe in you. So when you do all that, we should be at a place where we just know that I don't have to be worried about this. I don't have to be caught up in pulling my hair out and scratching my head and break it out in halves and getting sick. Well, I don't need to be stressing. You know, God, when I'm stressing, God, overtake me. Clear my heart and my mind, God. Send your angels to just minister to me, that I don't have to stay in this place. Start praying. Like I said earlier, if you don't know how to pray, get a moan. Just moan before God. Job 22 and 27 say, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. So when you make your prayer unto God, God should hear. He will hear your prayer, and all you have to do at the end is pay your vow. So whatever you promised God you would do, if you promised him you was going to serve him, if you promised him you was going to just keep your word and don't do this and don't do that, keep your vow unto God. Because if God answers your prayer, you all excuse me, I'm going to send a text to my family in the background. They're making too much noise. If you made a vow, Lord, if you tell me, I'll say it. If you send me, I'll go. So when you start doing those things in prayer and God answers your prayer, please pay your vow. So all I'm saying is I pray and I ask God, and I sit back and wait on God. I don't want to put a time limit on him. So when I'm praying, I say, God, let your will be done in my life. God, have your way. And I believe that. I believe that when I say things like that, God takes care of me, answers my prayer. Because I just read to you Job 22 and 27, thou shalt make thy prayer unto God, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. So I remember as a little girl, my dad used to drink a lot, and I said, God, if you deliver my father from drinking, I'll never drink. And I remember once trying to drink, and God brought my request back to me. He said, I delivered him. Now what you gonna do? You told me if I deliver him, you would never drink. So I had to pay that vow unto God. I know a lot of times I joke and talk. I did try drinking little coolers and stuff like that. But I said, God, I'm not going to drink to the point that I get drunk or anything. But even God had took that away from me, because I had to go back and say, God, pay my vow. Even though I said this many, 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 many years ago, I was slimmer, my hair was one color, and I was younger, much younger. In my late teens, early 20s, God kept his word. Okay? Now, I read to you James 5 and 16. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Yeah. I love that scripture, because chance to become a righteous man in the sight of God. That's what's good about it, that God is a good God. God is an excellent God. God is an all-in-all God, because without God, I can't do anything. But when I'm praying to God, I have to believe that I'm praying. I have to believe that my prayer is going to be heard and my prayer is going to be answered. That's when you have to start walking in your faith. That's when you have to start saying, God, I trust you. I believe you, God. Give me the faith that I need to walk this walk. Give me the faith that I need, that when I pray, I don't have to be wondering if, and, but. I don't have to be thinking, did he hear me? I sure hope he heard. I don't have to do that, because I'm operating in faith. The word faith is a strong word. Faith without works is, yeah, finish it. You know, we have to really know that that faith is small word, but you have faith in frying your eggs and your bacon, and you have faith in your cooking. You have faith even in your paycheck. You have faith in going shopping. You have faith in using your credit card. You have faith in your so-called friends or your spouse or your children. You have faith. You know, I have faith sitting here in front of this window. I have faith because I know one thing. That God got me. I believe that when you walk in faith and you live by faith, that you can't do anything but just know that God is God. You, when you pray, you must pray with faith. Psalms 27, and who are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Now, with that being said, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Because you know what a friend will do? A friend will tell you, girl, don't wear that. Please don't wear that. Because I really don't want nobody saying nothing about you. Because if they say something about you, we're going to have an issue. You know, like that commercial with the little boy running to the bathroom and he say, Mama, Mama, we have an issue. He trying to get that belt loose. A friend would have an issue about something somebody says about you, whether you're standing there or not. That's a friend. A friend is going to look out for you. A friend is going to defend you. A friend is going to speak up for you. A friend, I didn't say a friend, I said a friend. Yes, they are going to step out. Even if what somebody's saying about you is true, a friend is going to say, you're not going to talk about them in front of me like that. I'm not going to allow you to talk about this person in front of me. I'm not going to allow you to talk about this person around me. That's what a friend is going to do. So I'm just sitting back saying, when you have a friend, what I said earlier, you all pray, confess your faults one to another, because a friend ain't going to talk about you. And I found out the best friend I ever had to wonder, was he going to expose me to somebody? Now, I'm not saying God won't want to expose you. He'll tell you first, second, maybe even third or fourth, stop. Don't do that. He'll give you a fair warning before he openly expose you, rebuke you, or however you want to look at it. But he will tell you first. That's a friend. You could take things to him and don't have to worry about it behind your back. That's not the kind of God we serve. Matthew 17 and 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. I wish I had a mustard seed to show you. I went to the store. To be honest, I didn't even look for a mustard seed, but I wish I had a mustard seed to show you. If you want to know how small a mustard seed is, get a grain of rice and know a mustard seed is smaller than that. He said if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you could tell a mountain, barely hold on to it because it might slip out your hand. You could have faith that small, but you could tell a big old mountain to be moved. Whether it's financially, whether it's if you believe in your heart that you will be delivered from health reasons or anything else, you just have to know that God is God. He said it in his word. It's Matthew 17 and 20. If you have the faith of a mustard, unbelief. Your unbelief. Now, a lot of times we want to put stuff before God that we know that God told us to let it go. God told us to leave it alone. God has said, move away from here. He said Matthew 17 and 20, he said, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place. He said, move away from here. And you keep holding on. God will tell you, no, 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 I don't want that for you. I don't want him for you. I don't want her for you. But you just determined to hold on to it. He's going to let you have it. Then you want to come back and say, Lord, 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 why I'm going through this. And I know he'd be looking at you like, duh, because I told you no, and you decided you were going to have it anyway. So since you decided you was going to have it anyway, I let you have it. So one way or another, your unbelief's going to turn into belief, because when you didn't believe him when he said no, you're going to come back to him because you're going to ask him, I'm praying to you, Lord, to fix it, to straighten it out, or to get me out of it. Either or. I remember our great apostle, late apostle Sandra Thomas, she said for 11 years, she prayed that God delivered her husband from drinking. God did it. And he became our pastor. Her knees for 11 years constantly. Not sometimes, not every now and then, not when she thought about it, but constantly. She prayed and prayed and prayed, and God delivered him. And he became our pastor. Now, when your faith steps in and you believe God for something, if you're working on something he told you no to and you did it anyway, First Lady Crystal, she just put on here a little while ago, his timing is not our timing. Thank God for deliverance. When you get it in your heart that I'm going to trust God, I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5:7. When you get in your heart that you're going to walk by faith and not by sight, and you start trusting God, you get to a point, ain't nobody got to tell you nothing no more. Yeah, I said it, ain't nobody got to tell you nothing no more. Because when God makes a decision and he sticks to his way, but you want to stick to your way, he don't sit back and wait for you. You're going to walk by faith and not by sight. Because at some point you're going to say, you know what, I'm tired of myself. When you get tired of being tired of you, you're going to walk by faith and not by sight. When you get tired of being you, you're going to trust God with everything. You're going to trust him with your coming ins and your going out. You're going to trust him. You know, I'm going to tell you about that a little bit. That's about a family member on something happened on today, but I'm going to share that with you a little later. Ephesians 3 as well, in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Okay. Now, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Now, because when you was praying for your family, praying for your job, when you was praying for your breakthrough, when you was praying for your children to be covered from sun up to sundown. What you say, Chris, help us, Lord, for being disobedient. Yes. When you were praying that God make a way out of no way. When you were praying, Lord, help me with my unbelief. When you were praying, God, I'm tired of being me. God, I'm tired of being in the way. God, I'm tired of being messed up. I'm tired of being caught up. I'm tired of being hooked up. I'm tired of being fouled up. Lord, I'm tired of being me. God, let me decrease that you may increase. God, let me get to a place in you that I learn how to when I don't need to say nothing. When I learn how to, because your favor ain't fair. When I learn how to say, God, I throw my hands up. When I learn how to and say, I'll wait on you to my appointed time. God, I'm going to close my mouth because I know that the enemy wants to use everything in me to keep me in this place. Thank you, missionary evangelist Linda Handy. But when I say, God, I can't live like this no more, because this right here, in the book of James, it talks about this little thing in your mouth. You know, we use it for the taste stuff, but this thing right here can start a fight. This thing can start some stuff, baby. How they say you can get in it, may never get out of it, or it may take a whole lot to get out of it because of this thing right here, the tongue. When we learn how to give that to God and he can tame it, then we walk it in faith and not by sight. We're walking where God has told us to walk because we're constantly in prayer. We're constantly saying, God, I can't do it anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I'm on my knees. I'm on my feet. I'm any place, at every place I'm going, God, I'm praying, saying, God, help me, Lord. You know, all this week, this song had been in my heart, and I couldn't say nothing but this one little part. Waymaker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. I had to just get that thing in my spirit all week. Just every time I looked up or I looked at somebody looking at me, I was just singing, Waymaker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. I got that thing so in my spirit that even when I pray, I'm breaking out in my prayer because my faith is saying he's a way maker, a promise keeper. He's light in the darkness. That is who he is. I don't know nothing right now in my life, but God, I'm learning how to come before you honestly. I'm learning how to come before you openly. I'm learning how to say, God, I hear you. I heard you say the other couple of days, for a couple of months now, we've had little hot days here and little hot days there, and I wanted to ride my bike. Yeah. I wanted to get on my bike and go ride. But I heard God said, you ain't that thirsty. I need you to be still. And I had to just sit back and say, God, help me still. Help me to obey. Help me to hear you. Help me to stay in place where when you're talking to me, I can be in prayer. Because I'm standing on faith, now faith. I'm standing in a place where I'm saying, God, I know if I get on my bike and go riding, not only am I going to run into people, I'm going to go by and see people. And I don't know if they got the corona. I don't know what they got, but God, I keep hearing you say, be still. I'm doing something in you. I'm making the thing in you permanent. That's why I'm saying on tonight, I talked to God about my mindset. God changed the way I think. Because if I let this operate, I won't leave no room for you. Talk to you about my heart. God touched this thing. That I would desire you even the more, that I would want you even the more, that I would love the way you love. I would be receive people and things the way you receive them. Our desire to just be quiet sometimes instead of having the last word, instead of telling you how, telling you what I think, and telling you what it's going to be like. I had to start saying, God, get a hold to that. So on the night, I'm saying, God, teach me how to pray even the more. And not just how to pray even the more, what to pray about. God, teach me how to walk with faith, walk by faith, and believe that what you're doing in me, I can hold on to because you are a way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Yes, I'm getting this thing down into me. I'm getting this thing because I said I was going to share with you. My niece put on Facebook that, well, in our family text line, she put on that her car was in a ditch and water. I don't remember if she said it was upside down or what, but her son and his riding buddy, his godbrother, they was coming from work, and they had to crawl out the car because they was in an accident. Car was in a ditch underwater. And I'm saying that to say, because his father is a man of God, because his mother is a woman of God, because they love the Lord and they pray and they believe in their prayer, they have faith in their prayer, they walk in faith, not by sight, that their son was not injured, killed, or anything else, nor his godbrother in the accident, and they did not get trapped in the car under the water with all that flooding that happened this morning, 3-something in the morning. You can't tell me that when you give your family and everything in you over to God, God won't make a way. He said he will bless you in your going and your coming. He will bless you when you sleep. He will bless you when you walk. God will bless you and your family. He will bless your seed. God told my grandmother and my grandfather, Molly and George Seabury, that their seed was going to be blessed. And God told my mother and my father that their seed was going to be blessed. And God told me and my sisters and brothers, our seed was going to be blessed. So with that being said, we're teaching our children that God's word is yea and amen, that he is Alpha and Omega. He is God. He's the beginning, he's the end. He will cover you at all times. See, a lot of times you be sitting back thinking it's going to be you, your house, your family. But God be protecting and blessing your here or that's to come. God be blessing your sister's seed that has a seed. Oh, my God. You don't know when your mindset is changed, when your heart is changed, when you get a prayer life and you walk in faith. You don't know what God is doing in your life. This is a pandemic time we're in right now. Could you imagine a mother, a father that's dealing with the things we're dealing with right now? Could you imagine them not having faith, not having a prayer life, don't have their mind settled, don't have their heart geared towards the people to say, God, not my will, but your will. God, teach me how to give. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to believe that you would do for someone other than me. When you get in a mindset where you have to say, God, I don't even know what to say right now. God, I don't even know what to do right now. God, I don't even know if I believe that I believe that I believe. But God, I'm just asking you right now to teach me how to teach my family and my friends and for people that when they see me, they don't hear me say nothing. God, just let them hear in their spirit. Waymaker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Mm. Who light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. God, I just want that to just pour out of my spirit into people that know me, people that don't know me. When the people see me, God, I want them to see your now face. I want them to see that when I'm talking to them and they talking to me, that they can hear you speaking to them, not me. I want them to get a different heart. What I mean by that, a feel in their heart, where they'll stop thinking about me, myself, and I. And they'll think about those, the others, and we. God, I just want them to have the mindset that I got to depend on God, because before it's all said and done, I got to turn to him. I got to trust him. I got to believe in him. And I got to walk saying, God, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. I'm the one standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. God, bless my father, bless my mom, bless my sisters, bless my brothers, bless my nieces, bless my nephews, bless my sons, bless my daughters, bless my spouse. God, bless my in-laws. God, bless everything and everybody that has something to do with me. Bless them, oh Lord. And if God blesses them, he'll bless you. When you start moving out of the way and allow God to get in the way, God is going to think about you when you're praying for someone else. Hey there, Shay, thank you for joining in. I want to just say, God, I thank you. Mary, thank you for joining in. I just love the Lord with all my heart. God is doing a miraculous thing in my life, and I know if he's doing it in my life, if this time right now, if you're taking the time out to get to know God, God is going to do some things in your life, because the world is never going to be the same. They said the corona is like HIV. Once it's in your system, it's always there. You better know that you know that you know God. You better walk by faith, now faith, and not by sight. You better get a prayer life, and I mean a real prayer life. I don't mean I pray for you on Sunday, and God, I'll see you next Sunday as doing Bible study. You got to pray and ask God every day. God, what would you have me do today? God may just say, praise me all day. God may say, don't do nothing, just be quiet because I'm talking to you. God may say, go over here and bless somebody else. God may say whatever. But ask God to give you an ear to hear what he's saying to you. Don't try to know everything. Don't try to have all the answers. Don't try to always have something to say. I'm either asking God, God, sometimes I find myself in conversations I shouldn't be in. And I'm saying, okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be transparent. God, I'm asking you to get a hold of this heart, to get a hold of this mind, to keep me in prayer at all times. God, I'm asking you to teach me how to walk by faith 24/7, not just sometime and not just when I think I need them. I'm saying, God, teach me how to walk by faith all day long. And for those of you all that listened on tonight, I want to say thank you. For those of you all that made comments and communicated with me, I want to say thank you. For those that is seeking God, seek him even the more. No, we can't go get our hair done and our nails done and our lashes done, because God is doing a new thing. He's teaching us how to save money. Take the money we're saving and invest it into the body of Christ. You know somebody that needs to be. It ain't got to be a friend. Sometimes God will tell you to bless a stranger. Don't question them. Just know God told you to do it. Do what God told you to do, not what your friend told you. But ask God for yourself. God, did you tell me to do that? So I want to say again, thank you all for talking with me on Let's Talk on Friday night. I will be back here next Friday. We will talk about something else, that in my new birthing season, I'm asking God for. I'm going to share with you. I'm going to be in prayer with God on this week so that I speak Bible in my heart, because I'm hoping that whatever I say, I'm on this ministry line, it's helping somebody, that somebody would know. You know, I'm not saying get arrogant. I'm not saying walk around like you got it all, because God said he loves a cheerful giver. And sometimes giving time or sometimes giving people space is a cheerful giver, because you don't know what people are going through. And sometimes you have to give them space to vent. Sometimes you just have to give them space to get before God, because you said something to them that said, God said, I want to talk to you. Teach them how to say, God, teach me how to have an ear to hear you, and teach me how to get in a place where I can be quiet to hear you. Like our foundational scripture, excuse me, for this ministry is Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3, is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Once you seek the kingdom of God first, everything else will be added unto you. But at the same time, you got to do it with faith. You have to have a prayer life. You have to have a different heart set, and you have to have your mindset to stay on Jesus. And he'll keep you in perfect peace. So Monday night, we have Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. This will be the third Monday coming up. It is Minister Margo McCoy week coming up. Yay! You all should tune in. That phone number, let me get my magazine. That phone number for Blog Talk, it's on my postings, but just in case, let me get it. It's 310. I cannot find that page for nothing in the world. It's playing with me, y'all. It's playing with me. I'm going to keep talking until I find it. It's going to be Minister Margo's Monday night, this coming Monday. And I know God has been using her. She has a mighty word in her mouth, because she has allowed God to be her Lord and Savior. She's trusting God. She's walking by his will, his way. I am so upset because I cannot find this phone number. I should know about heart now, but it's okay. If somebody on the line knows the number, please post it on the Facebook posting. I got it. 310-861-2354. 310-861-2354. That's Monday night. And it's also Sunday morning Blog Talk with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. Thank you, yes, Lord Cecilia, for posting it online. They will be here on Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Monday is Minister Margo McCord. Please tune in. Please share our posting. Please write these dates down in your calendar, because we're giving you the word of God, but we're giving it to you where you can read along with us and allow God to, because a lot of times people go by what someone else said, but ain't nothing like, yeah, I said it ain't. Ain't nothing like reading the word of God for yourself, because when you read it for yourself, you know you heard it for yourself, and you can always go back and read it again. So we're going to just thank God right now for everybody that was on the line tonight. God, I give them ears to hear what you said on tonight. Whatever part they needed, God, let them take it and apply it to their lives day in and day out. God, let them know that you are a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, light in the darkness. God, let them know that is who you are. God, let them get a song down in their heart. Let them get your word down in their heart, that they may not sin against thee. Give them a new mindset. Give them a new heart. desires of their heart to know you even more. God, teach them how to pray. Teach them how to develop a prayer life. God, and most of all, teach them how to walk, talk, and believe in faith. Because, God, you are God. And we love you with the love of the Lord. And there's nothing you all can do about it. With that being said, we want to just say amen. I love you all. I love you, and I thank you all for taking time out, spending time with me, Iron Sharpening Iron. So again, if you didn't hear it or you missed it, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Look forward to hearing from you all and seeing you all soon. God is doing a new thing in this world. There's a shift. It's been a shift. I told you this last year that there was a shift in the universe. There was a shift in the body of Christ. Learn how to talk to God so you can be counted in the shift. Thank you so much, Shay. That is saying it was, thank you, Shay. Just thank you. Thank you, girl. Love you and miss you. So I just want to say to you all, good night. Talk to you soon. Waymaker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, put that in your spirit, y'all. Put that in your spirit. Waymaker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, who you are. Yes, Lord, thank you. Don't let me end this video. Hey, man, good night.